Welcome to this week's podcast episode, in which I want to discuss with you why anxiety could be a sign for psychic potential. My name is Michal Mahipal. I'm an astrology tarot card reader, astro shamanic healer, and author of Unlocking Psychic Potential. I've been working in the field of psychic and mediumship development for over a decade, and I offer one-to-one readings as well as healing sessions and teachings to clients from all over the world. When I first started to realize that I was different than other children, I think it came to me that I was so much more easily overwhelmed by things that were happening around me. So that could have started with music being played too loud or too much going on at the same time, as well as certain situations where I felt emotionally very uncomfortable. Today, these things are probably classified as anxiety. And I always thought of it as a hypersensitivity. And this hypersensitivity with me was even going so far that I had certain allergic reactions when I was eating certain things. So it could be too salty, too sweet, too much of everything. And for this reason, it wasn't really easy for me to be in this world, because sometimes I feel now that this world requires quite a thick skin to be able to be dealt with. And when we're looking at people, even back in history, where they have outstanding psychic abilities or healing abilities, all of these people had one thing in common, that they always felt a little bit different, that they always felt a little bit more sensitive than other people. That they could maybe see or hear or feel things that were kind of on a different frequency. So not everybody had access to this kind of experience. And as we can see that psychic abilities are often referred to heightened senses that go beyond the normal senses. So it's the moment where we can feel more intensively, where we maybe could guess what someone is going to say, where we receive an insight of something that's going to happen and then literally takes place a few days afterwards. But it could also be something that you feel easily overwhelmed by any outside stimulation, that you're psychic senses are also our heightened physical senses. So if there's too much going on at the same time, too much noise, too many people in a room where they're sending out energies and you're picking up on these energies, and that can cause you to really panic about these things, yeah? Because you get emotionally and mentally overwhelmed with all the impressions that you experience. And at the beginning, especially if you don't have anybody to talk to, or you're already in the circles where people are discussing these kind of symptoms of psychic abilities, I think it can get really difficult to find someone who understands what's going on with you, or even to describe your experience. So I had that for a long time, where I tried to reach out to my friends or to my parents and explain to them what was going on. And I was often labeled as, you're just being too sensitive. You're just taking things in too quickly. You're overthinking stuff. So I was always told kind of there was something wrong with me, rather than, oh, that's interesting, can you tell me more about it? So I was like more forced to function in a normal way. And I think we see this very much often today, where people, they're taking tablets, which is not necessarily a wrong thing, because somehow you want to live a normal life and you don't want to continuously feel overwhelmed and stressed out by the sensory overload around you. But at the same time, I think there's not really a space where people can go to discuss their kind of experiences, to be guided in another direction that they actually maybe have a heightened potential for things that we at the moment maybe not classify as normal. So kind of you are unnormal, but in a sense of maybe highly gifted in another direction, which no one at the moment is talking about. We're just trying to control what's happening to us, or we're trying to find strategies how to survive in the world. And don't get me wrong, I still have that today. I still have sometimes this overwhelm, and I still have to choose where I'm going and when I'm going, depending on how I feel and how I'm able to deal with these things. But it's gone much better since I received the right training and understood what's going on with me, and also learned to turn these psychic abilities on and off by will. So I think that what we're doing at the moment, we're just trying to force people back into a normal life. You have to function, you have to be able to do these things, and if you don't, you're not normal, you're classified, there's something wrong with you. And it has this kind of stigma which suppresses those psychic abilities, because we are not living in a society where we know enough about it, and there's still people scared and have all sorts of ideas of what psychic abilities are. And I think there's a big need to teach people, to introduce, to first of all introduce people who have these anxiety attacks, and to make certain tests and find out if they actually have a heightened potential for psychic abilities, and at the same time to inform other people that psychic abilities not as abnormal as they may be supposed to be in the past. So there's different psychic abilities or psychic senses that we have maybe the potential for, or they're more developed than others. I think the most developed that I came across is the clairvoyance, especially with women who have their brain thinks very much in emotions and pictures, so they have the ability to have more clairvoyance experiences than men. And clairvoyant describes the ability to see with the inner eye. So that means you could be going out, or you could go to places, you could meet up with people, and suddenly by entering into this energy field of this other person, or even the energy field of a certain place, you suddenly become aware of things before your inner eye. You can see pictures, scenes, so there could all be all sorts of things are happening. And they're maybe not going to make any sense to you. They're just flooding in these pictures in your mind, and you don't know where they're coming from. Some people even, they see energy around people. They see the auric field, like this kind of hazy mist around a person, or others maybe they see color if they come in contact with a certain person or certain place. And even other people, they might gonna see spirits or have a vision of future events or potential. So it could always be something different, but at the very basic stage you can say you're just flooded with pictures. So I had that very intensively when I was a teenager. And I remember one thing when I had to go on the train, and I was sitting opposite this man, and he was listening to music at that time, and I was just sitting there, and suddenly, for some reason, all these pictures appeared in my head. I could see this man, I could see his wife and his family and where he lives, and he had a dog, and I was like, oh my God, where's all these things are coming from? Why do I see these things? And of course, at that time, I felt I had no explanation for what was happening to me. I even thought, if I was making this up, am I going crazy right now? So I felt quite exhausted when I got off the train, because I had continuously this bombardment of inner pictures which didn't make any sense to me. And then I realized from that day on, I had this more often. Every time when I was really close to someone on the train, or on the bus or somewhere, I had this flooding in of pictures, and there was nothing that I could control. I couldn't even tell what kind of pictures were coming my way. So I found this a very exhausting experience, and from that point, I think I started really realizing how my outer environment is overwhelming me. So I started to saying to my mom that I can't go on trains and buses anymore. And when she asked why, I told her what was happening to me. But again, there was no response. There was no open dialogue. There was no explanation why this was happening. And all I was told was, you need to shut down more. You need to build like a wall between you and people. And I had no idea on how to do this. So I really tried desperately to be able to build a mirror wall or to shut myself down or trying to redirect my thoughts of thinking of something else. So it was very exhausting. And I wonder how many people do have these kind of visual impressions when they go out and they don't know what they mean. And maybe you had that kind of experience where, and sometimes it can even be a glimpse. It doesn't need to be an ongoing flood of pictures. It could be a glimpse of something, a flash, an idea, an inspiration. It just comes at you with this speed of light. And this is kind of energy. These are kind of thought forms that we're picking up of other people, and they just manifest in a form of a picture. Yeah, because that's maybe the easiest in how we comprehend them. Other people, they maybe have more ability of clear audience. And that's the heightened sense of hearing. And it's often the hearing of another frequency. And of course, there is now the fine line between someone who hears voices continuously. And then I guess it depends what they're telling you to do or what they're telling you. So if you just sit opposite of someone and suddenly there's a dialogue popping in your head because maybe that person is thinking a certain stream of thoughts or they had a conversation with someone earlier on. So this kind of energy of this conversation is still in the auric field of the person. Now you're close to that person, you pick up on the conversation and you just repeat it in your head. There's nothing wrong with you. This is just a heightened sense of hearing, so it's clear audience. And of course there are people who say that they hear voices ongoing. Yeah, voices that might even telling you to do something dangerous or to do harm someone. So this is definitely not a good form of clear audience. And if you experience something like this, you definitely need some professional help. Apart from a psychologist or something like a doctor, you should also discuss this with a shamanic healer, because it could also be an indication for something else. But this is definitely where we would say, when we say all people are going crazy because they're hearing voices or they self-harm themselves. So if the voice is a negative voice telling you to harm yourself or others, you need to definitely seek help because there's something not quite right. But if you have a clear audience in a sense of you're picking up on music, or you can hear the thoughts of other people, which is also a weird kind of thing to do. And I think I'm good in clear audience, but I still don't have like an ongoing dialogue in my head when I meet people. There could be like a word or a sentence that pops in, like an inspiration that I might be going to tell them or say, oh, have you tried this? It just came to me. So I have that kind of ability, especially when I do readings and I might suddenly hear something that is relevant to the reading and to be passed on to the other person. But we also know that there were saints and prophets in the past who said they could hear the voice of God speaking. So God were telling them to do something specific. So as long as the voice is good and it inspires you and it is in a good thing, maybe saying, you should help that old lady over the road, or why don't you try this? Or yeah, or you get a hint, rather than going into supermarket A you hear that you should be maybe going in supermarket B, and then you're going to meet a friend who haven't met for a long time and you're going to have a lovely conversation and things like that. So as long as your experience is life enhancing and positive, then you just maybe look into training the skill that you hear better, that you understand the messages that are going through, what kind of meaning they have. And that's maybe a positive, I would say a positive experience. But also, of course, you can get overwhelmed. Yeah, you can be too sensitive to noises or music that even physically they're overwhelming you, the frequency, this ongoing, especially now in our society where everybody's got a phone and we're going out and people are playing music and playing YouTube videos and all this stuff. It can really, if you're sensitive or have a psychic potential for clairaudience, this kind of noise disturbance can really overwhelm you. And then that can lead to anxiety because your senses are just overloaded. There's another sense that's called clairsentience, and that's that clear feeling. So you're feeling things that other people don't feel. And I think the very basic level of this is when we are empathic. So someone is maybe in pain physically or emotionally or mentally, and you can sense this pain. Yeah, you can feel as it were your pain. And I do believe, or I want to classify this like as a shared human trait. Because if we would not have empathy, that we understand what someone else is going through, we would not understand our shared humanity as such. Because there are certain things, certain pains that we all share, certain experience that everybody will go through if you're a human being, and they will connect us as a human race. And there's another form of clairsentience is, for example, when you go to the next level. And this is kind of intuition. Yeah, when we're just sensing something is right or wrong. So we want to do something and then it doesn't really feel right. But maybe we can't at this level explain why. We can't explain why it doesn't feel right. We just know, or we meet someone and we intuitively know, I do like or don't like this person. So this is already a heightened sense of intuition. Or a basic foundation of clairsentience, because clairsentience is much deeper than that and much more complex. And when we mirror pain of other people, especially if we have healing abilities or we're very empathic, and so it can even be that you are with someone and they haven't even told you that they're in pain physically, for example, they have knee pain. So you meet up with your friend who has knee pain, and suddenly while hanging out with them for a few minutes or a while, you suddenly feel pain in your knee. Yeah, because you kind of enter into the auric field if you're close to them. So you build that kind of energetic connection, and suddenly you start feeling what they are feeling. Even if you want it or not, if you're not trained in psychic abilities, you will just mirror and pick up anything because you haven't learned how to shut it down or how to control your abilities by will, how to direct or redirect them, or even how to use them. And trust me, it took me quite a while to come to that point where I actually have enough awareness, but also where I have enough abilities to use my psychic senses by will. So you then start mirroring their pain. Or even if you're meeting someone and you just feel that they are low, you don't know why, but they're low in energy. So the most basic thing, I think, what we're feeling is if someone is high or low in energy, we can tell that difference. And then you might would be checking in with your friend. Oh, I get the sense you're feeling really low. Did anything happen? Do you want to talk about it? And normally once someone talks about it or shares with you their pain, it normally disappears out of your system as well because it has made being conscious. So these things are things where you, if you're very clear sentience, you can go out and you'll be easily overwhelmed by the people that you meet because they're energetic problems are gonna say, they're gonna hit you. Yeah, you're gonna go around and you suddenly feel knee pain or headache, or you feel worried, or you feel fearful. And this can cause a lot of anxiety because it creates this emotional confusion inside of you, yeah, because you're picking up on everybody else's energy. You haven't learned not only to control your psychic senses, but you also haven't learned how to strengthen your own psychic power. Because if you're stronger in your own psychic power, the energy of other people won't affect you so much, and they would just be coming in if you want them to. So there's a space and a time where when you open up and say, now I'm ready to let it in, and now I'm not. So these are the three main basic psychic abilities, which are the most common ones between people. And you will see, if you speak to people who suffer from anxiety, they often will share with you that they are, as I said, overwhelmed by noises. They're overwhelmed by energetic impressions, or suddenly they feel really weird in their body for some reason. So you could even pick up on someone else's anxiety, and because you're so sensitive, you mistake this anxiety as your own. I know that's very confusing, and especially if you hear all of this for the first time, you go like, whoa, and this is all new to me. I need to have more like a structure on how I can I read more about this? Where can I learn more about this? Where can I discover which stage I'm in? How do I know what potential my senses are, and how can I find out where that is? Yeah, I can help you with this because I wrote a book on this subject, and it's called Unlocking Psychic Potential. And I really do explain in details more about these senses and their phenomena. And in this book, I will also talk about the different stages of psychic development, so you can actually check in which stage where you're at, how you're going to deal with this stage, and what you can do to come to the next level. So I already spoke about empathy, which is level one, and which is the basic quality. And everybody does have empathy, unless maybe you're, I don't know, a really cold-hearted person, or you have a certain condition that doesn't allow you to feel what other people go through. So maybe there's a form of autism, even though I think a lot of autism could be actually something to do with psychic abilities, but it's not diagnosed at the start. So there's different expression, I guess, of autism. But if you're not able to read other people's feelings, or you're not able to mirror their pain in terms of you understand what they're going through, then maybe that could be a form of autism. But most of the people do have this basic quality of the shared pain, the shared humanity, and therefore knowing what other people are going through, because we either experience it ourselves, or we just find this emotional connection somewhere inside of us. And everybody has that. That means that everybody has inborn psychic abilities if you have empathy. If you would not have empathy, I think it's going to be really difficult to develop psychic abilities on this level I'm talking about it right now. The second level would be the intuition, which is a little bit more developed awareness, where you are already aware of your gut feeling, where you know something is wrong or something is right, or where you know I should be going this path rather than that one. Or someone, you meet a new person and you know you like them or you don't like them. So there's a little bit of an understanding that there is something inside of you that senses you emotions or warnings. Yeah, some people also get a feeling of if something is going to happen. Yeah, they can't explain when, and they don't see how or any details, they just know. So they have this kind of warning, or they might gonna wake up and go like, oh, I shouldn't be driving in the car today, or I'm not gonna go on that train for some reason. Yeah, and then maybe something happens, and later on they go like, oh my god, I felt it already before it happened. It's also still kind of a more basic awareness, but it's already stronger than empathy because we now not only blindly mirror what other people are going through and mistaken it maybe for our own feelings, but with intuition I'm aware of that there are feelings inside of me and they could tell me already when I meet someone or in a situation if that's good or bad for me. So there's already a more self-awareness of something is happening inside of me. There's a stream of consciousness. There's a stream of knowing that is pushing me in one or the other direction for whatever reason. So we're not developed enough at that stage that we make in the right interpretations, yeah? That we get this gut feeling and then we even see or can explain why I should be not driving the car or why I shouldn't be going on the train or why I don't like that person in the first place. So we don't have that awareness yet. But if you come to level 3, which you're fully awake and you're fully aware and you've already done courses, you learned how to make interpretations of what you're feeling, you also worked on yourself, because self-awareness is the key. If I do know what I experienced in my life, what kind of weaknesses and strength I have, what kind of trauma I've been through, things that I'm fearful of. So if I'm really aware of myself, then I can now distinguish between what my feelings are and why I do have them and what the other person's feelings are. So for example, level 2, you meet another person and you could tell I do like them or not like them. So this is very basic, the gut feeling. And level 3 would, I could even point out why I do like them or don't like them, yeah? So maybe they're going to represent something that I don't have a good association with. And this is why I'm rejecting energetically their energy. Or I don't like them because they represent something that I, from someone that I knew in the past, or I do like them because they embody something that I have a positive memory of. So, or they embody something who I want to be in the future. So I want to be around them because I can learn from them and they inspire me. So in level 3, we're fully awake and aware why we're feeling the way we're feeling and how other people can feed into this. So it really takes some time and it takes some training, and I would recommend that you read my book to learn more about these different stages of psychic abilities and also understand maybe if you, when you experience anxiety, if it could be an indication that you are actually highly sensitive, that you have a potential for psychic senses, and it's just about now awareness and to how to develop these senses to allow you to have a better quality of life, but also to allow you to understand your inborn potential, which could then lead you to more spiritual awareness, which could lead you to developing your spiritual gifts, maybe at one point even make a career out of it, or it could guide you in different directions in life where you make choices based on this intuitive understanding or the understanding of energy. Furthermore, it could allow you to stop judging yourself and for feeling so rejected by other people or abandoned and isolated because you feel you have that kind of disorder or condition that doesn't allow you to live, I want to say, a normal life, but that maybe would have been 10 or 20 years ago, because I think nowadays with the technology overload and the information overload that we experience with using our phones all the time and being online and bombarding ourselves with information from Facebook and the internet, I think that nearly everybody will suffer one point or the other from anxiety because your nervous system is just overstimulated and overloaded. There's too much going on that your brain can't even comprehend all of these things. So it's not always necessary psychic potential, but and there's a normal life would be cutting down on these impressions just to level yourself out, I guess. There's also, of course, as I said, maybe two other Claires, which is Claire Smelling or Claire Gustange, which is Claire Tasting. But these senses are so close connected to the material senses or the physical senses that it's really hard to make a difference if you are now smelling or tasting something because it's like an energetic frequency in mediumship of spirit, but on a psychic level of picking up of other people, or if that smell or taste is actually really around you. So I would focus on the first three if you want to develop your psychic abilities, if you want to learn more about them, and just leave these two out for now. You can deal with them later on when you're more experienced, not to confuse yourself too much. And I came across one person who had a really heightened sense of clear smelling, and he wasn't even aware of that we would classify it as a psychic sense. For him, it was kind of a normal, but at the same time, he knew that he was different than other children at that time. And when I was teaching in Austria, I met this guy who owns his own perfume shop in the city, and he's creating his own perfumes based on the smell that you have coming from your body. So we would take a scarf with your body smell, and then he would create on this. He would get pictures and voices or things that were coming to his head, or he would see a landscape and colors, and then he would use this as an inspiration to create your unique perfume. So I found this very impressive. I've never seen something like this before, because as I said, it's very rare that someone has this ability, especially in the circles where I used to work. You can read his whole story, and you can also see pictures of his shop in my book, Unlocking Psychic Potential. There are a lot of people who, when they're first starting out on their psychic journey, that they have one or two senses which are more developed than the others. Does it just come in more naturally to you without you having any training or forcing it? So I wonder, what is your strongest sense? Do you see things more easily? Do you hear things more easily? Or do you feel more intensively? That would be interesting to spend maybe some time to becoming more aware what is happening also when you maybe experienced anxiety. How did it first start? How did the overwhelm come? Was it visual? Was it emotionally? Or was it like through audio? Did you hear things? Was it too much noise going on? So that could be an indication, if you pay more attention to these things, that you see, oh, this is maybe my strongest psychic sense. And it doesn't mean that you can't develop the other ones. Just focusing on becoming aware, what's your strongest, what's your second strongest. I would really recommend that you're going to spend some time and just observe yourself, if you can, because I know anxiety can be very unpredictable. It can come up anytime. It can come up in different intensities, in different situations. And also trying to, once you maybe experience anxiety, it would be interesting to see what your coping mechanisms are. Do you leave the situation? Do you just try to breathe normally? Do you suddenly lock yourself somewhere into the toilet to have some space for yourself? Because you will often see when anxiety strikes that you need to remove yourself from the noises or the impressions or whatever is too much to calm your senses down first. And even in my book, I will talk about these things more in detail. So if you feel that you would like to know more about the possible connection of anxiety disorder and these kind of things in connection with psychic potential, the psychic senses, I would really recommend to read my book. Let me know what you think. Reach out if you have any questions and let me know how this book has changed your outlook and what you're going through, if it has changed the outlook and what you thought anxiety is, and maybe if already changed the outlook on the story that you're telling yourself, that there's actually something wrong with you, there's something different about you, or are you telling yourself it's a disorder, it's an disability, it's, and it is different, you know, you are different, but I don't want you to think it in such a negative way where you're blaming yourself, because I went through this for so many years. I blamed myself, I hated myself, I hated God, why he did this to me. I was very felt very isolated. There was a lot of pain and despair I was going through, because no one around me seemed to have the same experiences, and no one really did understand what I felt and what I went through. And of course, this whole thing that I wasn't able to do things what other people were able to do, like I couldn't go and clubbing, I had problems going into shopping centers, I had issues even coping with more than two or three people at the same time. So they could have striked anywhere, where it just put me into that space of totally overwhelm, and I had no protection, I had no idea what was going on. And I don't want you to go through the same stuff. I don't want you to sit around all of your life needing to go through this kind of pain of isolation, telling yourself there's something wrong with you and you will never be normal. I want you to explore this as a potential of a heightened senses, a potential of like a superhuman potential, that you just need some guidance and development, so you're going to learn how to deal with it. You need to learn how to use it, to learn how to shut it off and on, obviously, and how you maybe can use this to find your way in life, to recreate your life in a very positive way, how you can use this gift to serve other people, how you can use this gift to unlock all sorts of talents and abilities inside of yourself that you didn't even know existed. I also want you to be aware that there are a lot of people out there who can help you with this, where you can find like-minded people, so you don't need to suffer in silence. But you need to reach out, you need to make the first step, you need to buy my book. Well, you don't need to, but it could help you. It also will help you then, maybe gives you more confidence that you then actively going out and seek like-minded people who can help you to develop these senses, to help you to understand your gifts and to guide you in the right direction. And this will be life-changing. This will be absolutely, give your life a totally new dimension of understanding, of also a feeling of being in the world. It can really add to your self-worth and your self-belief, that it's not something that just a condition that strikes you and takes away all your life quality, but it's a sign that you are highly gifted. There's a massive potential and you just never seen it that way, and no one ever told you about it. So please consider this, and I hope this podcast is going to help you to put you on the right journey and put you on the path of self-discovery to find out what else is possible now. I'm sending you lots of love and speak soon.